Yes, it is on a Thursday evening, late Thursday evening, as time for another edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here, and as always, thanks for tuning in, boys and girls. Yes, I am here. Yeah, tell me. Okay. I'm cooling it right now here. Yes, I push my little button. Hopefully you had a great Thursday. I know that things are very trying, but again, hang on in there, boys and girls, please, for health's sake. Please, for health's sake, I tell you right now. You know, this is, again, Simply Butch, and as always, thanks for tuning in here. I'm trying to get some things up and at them here. And I don't know. I can't find it at all. I will find this. And before I get off the air, clear my voice here because I'm stalling. I'm stalling because I'm looking at the Lions schedule here. Let's get off to some sports news right now, boys and girls, that you can't get enough of. Let's start off with Major League Baseball. They're playing on the 2020 season right now here. And MLB's Players Association, within the next week, they're going to be talking and doing some voting on some things that compared to what to the Major League Baseball. And we'll get to the Tigers in a moment in because they... It's a vital role in this particular vote. They hope to return to action and start opening day as early as July, the 1st of July, with us a spring training starting in June. As per Mr. Rosenthal, the Atlantic and also other arrangement there. The Cleveland Indians told their players to prepare for camp to begin on June the 10th and opening day on July the 1st. However, both reports concede that Major League Baseball need to the coronavirus situation get wildly better over the coming weeks for a July opening date will be feasible for all parties concerned. Particularly in a league that needs the United States COVID testing capability is significantly increasing. That means many people are by that point in time for that 1 month, and we're talking about this month. Get out there and get those tests and check yourself and find out where they're at so help can be given. They say curves have been going down, but again, if it's in your community and I'm going to be doing it, please, get yourself tested. All they can do is say yay or nay. And if there's something wrong, then you'll know it. So that's first and foremost. The state of Michigan right now has extended that date to the 28th of the month. So stay home, stay safe. If you go into stores or any place, wear a mask. Wash your hands plenty. Do what you got to do, but please stay safe and stay away. You're going to be conversating 6 feet, no less, I tell you. And you don't have to conversate, stay home. Please do that. Okay. This is then involving Earl Thomas and his brothers, his wife and two other men, women, and a loaded gun resulted in his wife arrested in Austin last month, according to the Austin Police Department. And TMZ gave this report as well, that Anita Thomas reportedly faces charges of burglary and a resistant of intent to commit aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, which is considered family violence there. The Baltimore Ravens, the team that Earl Thomas is on, safely seemed to confirm the incident occurred with a preemptory Instagram post on Wednesday. The alleging Earl Thomas' incident was somewhat true. According to the police, Nina Thomas allegedly tracked down her husband via Snapchat after an argument over his drinking and found him at a nearby Airbus house there, or a particular house, you know. I don't want to use the word that we commonly use on the street, but a bad house there, with his brother and two other women there. She reportedly enlisted two friends to confront him and took Earl's gun, a 9mm Beretta, and scared the all-pro at the particular house there, removing a magazine from his gun as well. However, she said she reportedly she was not aware the bullets remained in the chamber, and that's where they got in trouble with it, with having a gun. Neither do I say more. Sports is very, we're getting to the main event here, so, you know, hang on here. It's exceptionally cheap here. NFL is inching closer to normalcy in their facilities with a reopening protocol, but still wait-and-see mode there. And that wait-and-see mode, again, with certain cities and states have their rules and regulations. Mostly the states and the governors who right now is running the closures and the openings for the best interest, hopefully, of the citizens of their states, have not all opened it up yet. Their first phase would involve the number of non-player personnel, initially 50% of the non-player employees. That may be up to a total of 75 in any single day, unless there's state and local regulations requiring lower numbers there. Clubs would decide that employees could return to the facilities once the facilities are open. No players will be permitted in the facilities, exception up to the continuous of a course of therapy or rehabilitation that was underway when the facility was initially closed. So if you don't have no reason to be there, again, they suggesting you stay home. Clubs should take steps in having these protocols placed by Friday, May the 15th. And that won't do a doggone bit of good difference in the state of Michigan because, again, that has been extended to the 28th. Unless the governor says it's okay for you to deal with your concern. The anticipation of being advised when club facilities will formally reopen. Each team must get permission to reopen from their state and local governments. Right now, again, we name Michigan being one of the states that right now has extended for the best interest of the public concern there. Have appropriate stock of cleansers and supplies on hand, providing coronavirus safety and hygiene training for each employee returning to the facility. Every team must also create an infectious response team at every designated facility. One employee is the first point of contact. If any employee starts showing it, they need to know who that particular came in contact with, and that's where that particular team would be very important for this particular there. I said it. So in other words, some cities it might be happening, other cities may not. I think right now the NFL is not going to be opening up particular camps or facilities to maybe like Major League Baseball until July the 1st, when again the curve of this particular goes down, which is the virus, COVID-19, goes down in many of the states as far as deaths or as far as everybody staying home, so everyone getting tested, knowing who's who and what's what, things will be a lot simplified to say yay or nay. With that saying, today the NFL announced the schedule for all teams in the National Football League. I just so happen to have the Lions, and I'll give you that picture right now. On week one, if this is exhibition season, they will be at New England playing the Patriots at Gillette Stadium. Week two, which again, preseason, they'll be home playing the New York Jets. That'll be an 8 o'clock game on Thursday. week three. And this is TBA right now because they don't know what time they're going to do that. They're going to be at Miami playing the Dolphins at Hard Rock Stadium. Week four, they'll be back home at Ford Field. Time has not been released yet, but they'll be playing the Buffalo Bills. Now the regular season, boys and girls, and it will start off with a game against the Chicago Bears at Ford Field. Week two, and this is a 1 o'clock start, there will be also at Green Bay at Lambeau Field playing the Packers. That's a 1 o'clock start. Week three, they'll be in Arizona playing the Cardinals at State Farm Stadium. That's a 4:25 start. That's on week three. The date of that is 9/27/2020. Okay, week four. Let's keep it going here. 1 o'clock game. They're home at playing the New Orleans Saints. That's a 1 o'clocker. Week five is a bye. Week six, Sunday, 1 o'clock at Jacksonville. They'll be playing at TIAA Bank Field. Week 7, they'll be playing in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. That's a 1 o'clock starter as well. Week 8, they'll be back home to play the Indianapolis Colts at Ford Field. Week 9, 1 o'clock game, they'll be in Minnesota at U.S. Bank Stadium playing the Vikings. Week 10, they'll be home on Sunday, the 15th of November. 1 o'clock, Washington Redskins, Ford Field. Sunday, the 22nd, they'll be at the Carolina Panthers home at Bank of America Stadium. 1 o'clock again. Of course, that Thursday coming up on 11/26, 12:30 p.m. at Ford Field, the annual Thanksgiving Day extravaganza with the Houston Texans. Week 13, at 1 o'clock, they'll be playing in Chicago against the Bears at Soldier Field. Week 14, they'll be home playing the Green Bay Packers on December the 13th. Week 15, they'll be in Tennessee playing the Titans. Right now, there has not been a time released for that particular, because they're at Nissan Stadium in beautiful Nashville. Week 16, also, time has not been established yet for this. They'll be at Ford Field playing the Bucks. Week 17, the final game, and this time has been established. They'll be home playing the Minnesota Vikings at Ford Field. That's on the third day of the new year, 2021. And there you have it, boys and girls. There you have it indeed. Get all you want to see there and then some for, the season for the Lions. Now, I tell you right now, that looks like a pretty decent schedule. It really do. Really do look like a pretty decent schedule. So, whatever you want to say and whatever you want to do there, it'll be upcoming there for the Lions to get themselves together. And I'll tell you one thing right now. It's very important when we're looking at times and schedule and date. The NBA says something about they getting ready to open up camps. And their spiel is, again, it'll be up to the state and local officials to somewhat give it some time of establishing when they will be doing their thing. But, you know, we'll work on it there. We'll work on it. With that all saying, I'm going to move on here because, you know, somewhat in a way, it was a downer that we got what we got today in the information. But again, don't be pissed off with the players. Get pissed off with the game. And again, very simply, let's stay home, take care of yourself, wear your masks, keep your hands clean, and hopefully things will be brightening up in the future. Do your best you can. And be nice to everybody, okay? I've not seen enough of that yet. This week was pitiful with some of the crimes that a 3-year-old child being found in the house, stabbed to death. A person going to nothing but a Family Dollar store and didn't want to wear a mask. And the personnel doing their job said, you can't come in without a mask. And they go out and get family members to do their dirty work and then some. 4 people involved are losing someone's life, which was a security guard. Well loved by his family, children, friends. We don't need to have all that. Let it go. I don't understand that people gotta have a gun to settle their differences. Right. Let's move on. I gave you the 411 on everything. Again, the Pistons, we haven't heard nothing from the Red Wings yet. But again, the Red Wings and the National League Hockey League is really, I think, doing it pretty cool because they're not putting out a bunch of dirty linen out there. They're just basically seeing and waiting and finding out what's going to happen before they make their move. And via they restart the season again, or again, may have some type of tournament or whatever they decide to do. They're not geeking everybody up to anticipate something that's not going to happen. Yes, we're going to see golf. We're going to see some soccer, live soccer in Germany at least. Angela Merkel of Germany made that admonition day, so they're going to have some soccer with no fans, of course. So, certain places they are opening up, and again, you know, let's be patient, okay? But let's do what we're supposed to do. One of the passions this week, and before I became a sportscaster and journalist and all the other stuff there, and going off a communications degree there, I think my main thing was just being a disc jockey. And when I first came to Detroit, that's what I was. And many people who know me now when I'm doing sports in Detroit and the greater southeastern area of Michigan remember me very, not faintly, but alive here when there was competition when rap was introduced. And this was back way back in, oh boy, not about 1996 there. I went to a radio station called WHFR radio in Dearborn. And one of the music that I was very fond of since a kid when I was going to high school back in the 70s was electronica music there. It always fascinated me. And I stayed ahead of the curve more than others there and enjoying it. One of the groups that I first got introduced to when I was listening to electronic music was a group called Kraftwerk. And this week, as soon as like yesterday, Florian Schneider passed away at 73 years old. He was great. He was part of the group, the Brain Trust with Ralph Hutter, who invented a group called Kraftwerk. And well, and there are a lot of tunes before that that was kicky. You know, if you got to hear them in the day, it was no internet there. But if you had a good radio and then you reached maybe places like public radio or something, you got to hear some of their music abroad that was played abroad first before they came and was introduced in the USA. One of the biggest albums they had when they were first introduced was in 94 when they released an album called Autobahn. And that, man, that knocked the socks off of everybody's feet there. They were playing it on radio station Electrifying Mojo and WGPR back in the old days there. Refreshing music there, especially at night when you're doing a lot of things more peaceful than our today here. And, of course, it doesn't take away from the grand music in the city of Detroit, where electronic music is very much so famous and alive, because I think the city of Detroit, more or less, didn't put on what was going on just in over in Europe. They were one of the first cities in the United States to kind of refine techno music there. Juan Atkins and Richard Davis came out with their first album in 1981, and people, do you remember what it was? It was Cybertron, Alley of Your Mind. That's what the first one of that particular group there. And I dug it. The second release you're more known for, and that came in 1982, the song Cosmic Cars. And that put Detroit techno classic on the map. You can always get it in a 33, or you can get it on a 45. But if you had that, you had it going on there. But techno music, electronic music, is not really always discussed in the state of Michigan until we miss it, and there won't be no electronica music festival that millions of people from all countries around used to flock to Detroit. And that's one thing a lot of people haven't said anything about. That festival that we've been having now for a good 25 years. And I remember when it was free for a good many years. Kwame Kilpatrick screwed everything here, and they start charging for the bad boy. And that's been going on now for a total of maybe about 10 years. They start charging people for it. I hated it that day. But again, I was doing music. I knew people in the business, Ron Atkins, Richard Davis, and just to name a few. You got to see Josh Wink and a whole lot of other people. And I kind of felt really kind of pitiful and sad, you know, of not being to hear my music, you know, what was going on here. But nonetheless, you know, I kind of give the oath to again. The person who passed away yesterday, Florian Snyder, again, lost to us at 73 years old. They're one of the main inventors of electronic and music here. So I leave you here to kind of take a thought and get away from things and listen to Butch on Sports and listen to the robots. Hey! Oh, boy. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions there. You can listen to Butch on Sports on, yes, you can, on Facebook. You can also go to Podomatic, type in SimpleyButchTo.podomatic.com. You can also go to GameSportsShow.com on that format, that website. And yes, all the shows are there, including the Game Sports Show, which yours truly is on Monday from 6 to 8 o'clock. On the beautiful network of ESPN 1500 and Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, along with, yes, E.J. Russell, Dave McCaig, and again, host Scott Nason. Yes, yes. Also, the GameSportsShow.podbean.com is also another location, including iTunes. You can get Butcher on Sports. Hey, tell your friends, let's do the show. And hey, take care of yourself, everybody. Please do that.